Well, yes, I am here at Muan International Airport, and not too far where that crash happened. And it seems like, although, you know, government officials say that they are looking to see what was the exact cause of this crash this morning, many officials here now saying that it does look as if it was because of the birds, because the Transport Ministry has confirmed that before the crash, apparently the plane was alerted that there were birds around this area, but and about 1 minute after that warning was issued, the pilot sent out a distress call, a mayday distress call. And about 5 minutes after that distress call was sent out, the plane had crashed. Now, if I can show you behind me now. Now, earlier there were bags of dead bodies there, but they've all taken them away now. And it looks like they've taken them inside. But then if you look further, you can also see that there is the tail of that plane there, just as it was when it crashed into that outer wall of this, the end of the runway. Now, earlier we saw them trying to see if they could lift it, but it looks like they have given up on that. And we're not sure exactly what is happening right now, but it looks like they are trying to see if there are more bodies under that tail of that plane. Now, what we know so far was that this airplane was supposed to land at Muan International Airport at 8:30 a.m. this morning. However, while descending toward the airport, the plane apparently collided with a flock of birds at an altitude of about 200 meters, according to some reports citing officials, and it struck the right wing and the engine. Now, the crew aborted the landing and raised the nose of the aircraft, likely thinking that landing was not going to be possible. And apparently, that was when the control tower received the distress call, and this plane just went around the airport, tried to land for a second time, but by then apparently the engine had caught fire. And we're also getting reports that, you know, that he did attempt to try and land the second time around, but was not successful. And there seems to be more evidence proof coming out that the birds were one of the causes of this, because there was a message that was sent by one passenger who was on that plane to a friend here on the ground. And according to that message, it said a bird got stuck in the wing and we're unable to land. And that was the last message that the passenger sent before this crash happened. Now, earlier, I was also inside the Muan International Airport, where there were just relatives and family members who had gathered waiting for any kind of information they could get about their loved ones. And, you know, I think, like I said earlier, they had bags of bodies here, and as they were taking them away and were identifying them, that's when the officials would go to in front of the family members and would announce and would shout out the names of the victims of those passengers. And there you could just hear people crying and wailing out as the names were being shouted inside the airport. And so I think we're going to see a lot of that here at this Muan International Airport, as many of the loved ones, the family members, are still trying to see if to see and get any kind of information they can about their loved ones.
Now, Yoon Suk, meanwhile, the acting president Choi has also called for an emergency meeting. What came out of that?
Well, yes, he did. He called for an emergency meeting right after he heard about this plane early this morning. And earlier, he did say that the government was putting out all efforts to ensure that the victims, that the people, that the bodies would be found, and that they would be able to help the family members. Now, he was here at Muan International Airport earlier, and he did tell, you know, everybody here, and there are more than hundreds and more than 1,000 people, soldiers and firefighters, people who are trying to recover the bodies and trying to recover anything they can from this crash. And he was here earlier telling them to do their best, but also to look out for their safety too, because there were worries here earlier about a possible fire here too, because some people had seen flicker of lights inside the plane. Now, it's unsure right now what is going to be happening, what is going to happen in the next coming hours and in days, in fact. But the South Korean government says that they are going to look to see what exactly caused this accident to happen. And we do have, you know, officials and the head of the Jeju Air saying that they, too, are looking into this. But right now, I think they're trying to see if they can console the family members, get as much information as they can, because one of the officials were telling the media that the most important doing right now was trying to see if they could identify the bodies because this crash was just so bad I was able to see parts of different planes here, different parts being scattered all over this area, which means that I think they are going to have a very hard time identifying some of the bodies. And so that could take a while. But remember, you know, apart from those South Koreans who were killed in that crash this morning, there were also two other Thai nationals. We're trying to find out more information about them. I spoke to an official at the Thai embassy, but they said they too were trying to verify who they were, whether they were residents here living here in South Korea or whether they were tourists. So we're trying to find out, you know, get as much information as we can. But remember, you know, the acting president, Choi Sang-mun, just became the acting president after the parliament impeached then Prime Minister Han Duck-soo. And so we were told that earlier he was just trying to figure things out and didn't really have any official events today. But unfortunately, you know, this was his first major task since he took that role as the acting president of South Korea.